Cook County Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers, good morning, sir.
Hi, Jay.
So, the reason I got you on the phone is that last week, Representative Mary Kiffmeyer was on. We interviewed her about, she's the author, of course, of the Voter ID Constitutional Amendment. And she explained to us how voter ID would, the amendment would work for mail ballots. And I know you had some questions about that. Were those questions answered?
No, not to my satisfaction. I mean, the key point on mail ballot is that the amendment actually states, if you read it, and I think it was carefully crafted, it said all voters, including those not voting in person, that would include mail and absentee, must be subject to substantially equivalent identity and eligibility verification prior to a ballot being cast or counted. Now, what that means is in current law, we're already subject to substantial verification procedures. Every pre-registration goes through the Department of Corrections, the driver's license database, Social Security, a postal card verification. So things such as felony convictions, whether or not you've died, for example, whether you've moved through postal verification, citizenship, all those things are checked right now through these databases for pre-registered. And they're also checked after the election for anybody who's voted in the election day registration. All those databases are checked after the fact also, which can lead to prosecutions for fraud if they occur. And that's where we say we don't see the occurrences when we check those afterwards. But what it's saying is all those databases have to be checked substantially equivalent. Now, if you come in on election day, for example, to register, that's going to affect you there. But also for mail ballot, you're going to have that same kind of checking done. For example, you're in a polling place and you're standing in front of an election judge who's trained, has taken an oath to run a fair election, and they're looking at your ID and saying, yes, that's you, that's a current ID, it shows your current address, et cetera. How are you going to get that same substantial verification from a mail ballot voter or an absentee for that matter? You could have a witness, I suppose, who looks at those things.
Well, what Representative Kiffmeyer said was that when you get your voter ID, which you will get ahead of time as if you were pre-registering, you have a number and you just put the number on the ballot.
But that's not the same as, that's not substantially equivalent to standing in front of a trained election judge who's looking at that voter ID and looking at your face and confirming that that's you.
So you're interpreting substantially equivalent as actually the same thing as looking at...
Well, it still wouldn't be the same thing, but let's suppose what the legislature says is that now your witness, a Minnesota registered voter, which is the current requirement, now they have to look at your ID. Now, if you have let's say your ID is valid, but it's expired, mm-hmm. Now your witness, whether it could be someone in your household, a friend, a neighbor, they're going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you can't vote. You're going to have to go to the courthouse and vote a provisional ballot. Now, that's the kind of thing where you feel that gives you the same sense of verification and equivalency even to do that and the same level of integrity. Those are the questions you have to ask yourself.
Well, the question that, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this is that much of what the representative said was certainly interesting and clarified a lot of things in terms of mail ballots and in terms of cost and this sort of thing. However, that's still not known. That's one representative saying this is how the legislature will implement this amendment, because rightly so, she said that they don't put all that language in an amendment, and I guess we know that. But if any of the things that Representative Kiffmeyer talked about, they still have to be voted upon by a yet-to-be-determined legislature. How does that make you nervous?
Well, I wouldn't say nervous. It's just something you have to consider. It could be, if they require what I would think of as substantially equivalent verification, it's going to, number one, election day registration, as we know it, will end. It has to end substantially equivalent, which means that, 400,000 or 500,000 people who vote on election day are going to be casting provisional ballots. And every other state that has these types of requirements has exemptions built into their laws. They exempt military, most exempt absentee ballot, nursing home, religious, objection to having your photograph taken. People who are indigent, can't afford ID. Every one of them has exceptions except this one. Now, the legislature could say they could write exceptions, but the way this amendment is written, they would then be in contradiction to the Constitution with the substantially equivalent language in that Constitution. And in fact, my understanding is there's actually only one other state that's put these requirements directly into their Constitution. That's Mississippi. The others have done it by statute so that they can make adjustments when the time comes, but only Mississippi has put it into the Constitution, to my understanding. And even they have exempted absentee ballots and nursing home residents.
Now, once it gets into the Constitution, that makes it more difficult to change as opposed to if it were a statute.
Yeah, you get into constitutional difficulties if any law you pass is deemed to be a contradiction to the Constitution. It opens it up to challenges. And to make a direct change, of course, the Constitution requires another referendum, which is, I'm sure people have spent a lot of money on this because you have to do a lot of work to promote it.
Now, one of the things, before I let you go, one of the things that Representative Kiffmeyer downplayed was the possible cost to local taxpayers, and said that there being no cost at all, all you got to do is, in her words, add a box to the envelope that you put your ballot in when you mail it. So she is anticipating no increase in the number of precincts or polling places or equipment costs or that kind of thing. Do you see anything in the wording as it stands now that would allow the legislature to do that?
Yes. Well, that's the issue again. The substantially equivalent means that someone who comes in on election day to register has to be checked for eligibility and identity in a substantially equivalent way. And they have to go through all those systems, Department of Corrections, the driver's license, Social Security, a postal card verification. All those things are done now. And to be anywhere equivalent, you have to have a way to do those same things, which you can't do on election day. The closest you could get is to use some high-tech, expensive equipment where you might get some of that done in a fairly short period, in a few days. Of course, you're not going to get the verification through the postal system. One or two days, you might get it in three or four or five. So some of those things are possible in a few days, but that leads to the delay of elections.
Well, but Representative Kiffmeyer said that the vote is usually certified within a week afterwards anyway, and that all of this checking could be done within that period of time. Are you saying that you don't think it could?
Within a week, possibly within that week to 10 days. But the checking that goes on is fairly administrative. You don't see many changes. You can be a high level of confidence over the numbers that come out on election night and the next morning. Some absentees and write-ins do wait until the next morning. But you have a high level of confidence, but now you will not have that high level of confidence. Yeah, elections aren't certified until you have your canvass board, which is 2 days after the primary or 3 to 5 days after the general election, and then you have your state canvass board, which certifies the state elections, but then that comes a couple of weeks later. So the actual technical verification comes later, but whether you have confidence in those numbers that come out and winners are declared, et cetera, on election day, on that night or the next day, that could change.
Hey, we've been speaking with Cook County Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brady.
Sure. Thank you.